step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Hi, everybody. This is Geraldo Rivera reporting Roadkill, my political podcast, The View from the Middle of the Road. And from this perspective, it is obvious that logic demands a thorough review of what happened in the Chinese Wuhan virology lab. In late 2019, did lab workers fall ill in November, as is now apparent? They got sick in November 2019. Did the communist Chinese government inform the WHO, the World Health Organization, of this early outbreak? Did they tell them? Or was this initial outbreak early evidence of a massive cover-up? Open the lab. Joe Biden finally is on board. Open the lab. Let impartial, objective investigators probe what happened in Wuhan. Did it really start in a wet market across the river from the virology lab where they were doing experiments on exactly this coronavirus? How logical is that? Open the lab. Here's Roadkill.
Roadkill with Geraldo Rivera.
Mind if I swing my legs over this way?
Say again?
Mind if I swing my legs over?
Okay.
Don't touch the flagpole. It's great.
I need your vessel or your registration and for the vessel and your license. Can you hear me now, sir?
No, the problem is that it's I was doing absolutely nothing out of the ordinary and you're inconveniencing me.
Well, sir, we stop anybody and
I know you stop anyone you want to.
Or, and just make sure you're safe to be on the water.
I understand that. I've been on the water since before you were alive.
Okay.
Where are you from?
Originally?
Yeah.
Trenton, New Jersey.
So you came to the Coast Guard from Trenton?
Kind of, sorry. I joined in 2014. I was on a ship out of Wilmington, North Carolina, and then I'm here.
Did you ever go overseas?
No, no, sir. I'm trying to.
Yeah. I
haven't been over yet.
No, I was both Gulf Wars, and I've seen plenty of Coast Guard
Delta
vessels.
Oscar.
Actually, Afghanistan and
Iraq. 07.
Thank you very much. I've always been a fan of the Coast Guard. I think you do a hell of a job. And if I was a little snippy, it's only because I'm old and cranky.
Well, that was it. They found no violations after a 45-minute, very thorough search. The arc of it was me being pissed off, me being neutral, and then as the event proceeded, me being graciously hospitable to the visitors on my vessel. See, what happened, my buddy Noel and I were taking a trip to Put-in Bay. So we left Shoreby, decided to go to Put-in Bay, realized like two-thirds of the way to Put-in Bay that our friends on the island were not even on the island. When we got to Put-in Bay, all the restaurants were closed still, except for a dive bar. We went to the dive bar, said hello to a bunch of fishermen from Wisconsin. They were the only customers, really. And then left and set out from Put-in Bay to go back in time to do the Five. I did the Five, a pre-tape of the Five's Memorial Day program. So to make matters, you know, finished, to complete it, I got a clean bill of health. We all shook hands. They went their way. I went my. I theorized, Rob, that it was because we were cruising right along the Canadian border, which is now closed. So everybody is still uptight about trans-Canadian border crossing. I know I didn't stray over the line. I have excellent navigation. But anyway, it also reminded, this was when the Coast Guard stops you at sea for, you know, no reason other than the fact that they are doing these safety checks, quote unquote. It's a lot like when they have a DUI checkpoint for cops on land, or if the police are just doing safety checks of their own, which they sometimes do, particularly when, a particularly dangerous suspect is on the lam. But everything depends on how you are with the authorities when you first meet. And Noel and I speculated after the Coast Guard left, and I swear to God, don't get a hinky on me when I say this, but we theorized. Now, the Coast Guard guys were absolutely professional. They were thorough. They did not overstep their bounds. They were competent. They handled their boat well. They didn't bash into me. But still, I was annoyed. I wasn't angry. I was annoyed that here I was being stopped. So you're going from full speed ahead, heading back to New York, where I had shows to do. And then, you get stopped. All of a sudden, they appear out of nowhere, and there's the blue light and the familiar orange hull of the Coast Guard, and you've got to pull over, and it's, oh, damn, I got to listen to these guys.
I give them a little credit, though. How do they sneak up on you? I mean, I've been on Lake Erie with you. It's not exactly like there's a lot of hiding places that you can really just chill out at in the open water. But
I think we were near Pele Island, which I think is Canadian waters, and we had just left Put-in Bay. And we weren't looking back. We were looking forward. And, the noise of the vessel cruising at 25 knots and the roar of the diesel. And unless you literally are looking around, you don't figure anyone's going to be going faster than you. Certainly no big ship on the Great Lakes. So you just don't look backwards unless by accident. So they come right up in the driver's line of sight. You can't miss them. You can't pretend you don't see them. They're right, 100 feet away, and they have the blue light on, and they're signaling, and then you go on Channel 16, the international line, to contact authorities and so forth, and they just say, pull over, and you pull over. It didn't have to anchor or anything. I could have, but we just drifted around out there. Beautiful, beautiful day. The lake was just choppy enough so you knew you were on the water. But they went through everything. They went through everything. And it ended up, I didn't have a whistle on board. I probably did have a whistle, but I don't know where the damn whistle would be. And the reason for a whistle on your life jacket is if you go overboard if you have a whistle on you, that gives you a better chance of being noticed by a search and rescue party. It's kind of a stretch, but it's a nice thing to have. My boat is lavishly equipped. I have all safety equipment. I had all the life jackets. I had all the fire extinguishers, the flares, the flare gun. I had I really pride myself on the boat being fully equipped for cruising. I don't like to just go out and splash around and come back. I like going someplace, and that's what we were doing. We were returning from Put-in Bay, which is lovely if slow. I'm sure it'll pick up. And then all of a sudden, it was 45 minutes of yes sir, no sir, here and there. And then at the end, we all took pictures. I actually am including some of the Coast Guard pictures in my special appearance on The Five on Memorial Day, the Memorial Day edition of The Five. I will have this whole story told in real time. But I just wanted to point out that there I was on the Great Lakes, and luckily nothing was amiss.
I was actually worried there for a second because I know your interactions with the TSA, and I knew that if TSA, it went anything like that.
And it gets like that.
Yeah.
I'm an old man. I've been in public life for more than half a century. You expect, whether you demand it or not, a certain deference, at least the deference you pay your respected old elders, grandpa. But you get none of that. The TSA is absolutely humorless. These Coast Guard guys were similarly humorless, but at least they were sailors. Mm-hmm. The TSA guys are, I don't know, they they really give me the business.
Well, I could tell, you know, because I saw some of the video that you and Noel took, and yeah, you could tell obviously that you did not want them to be there. You could tell that, you know, he was just doing his job. Everybody stayed completely professional, and then yeah, as you said, by the end of it, you were shaking hands, you were taking pictures. That's how it's supposed to go, because you know I'm sure those guys are not welcomed every time.
What
they go
if we were black guys? Seriously,
yeah.
What if we were what if Noel and I were black guys? I wonder, and I'm not saying anything about anybody, but I started just speculating, you know, kind of daydreaming. What if we were black guys? Would the authorities have had the same kind of competent friendliness? I assume so. I hope so. I pray so. But I wonder. It made me think about all the traffic stops and all the different venues and all the different jurisdictions and just wondering about that one fact. Because I think in that fact, and everyone answer it, you can answer it in your own minds right now. I'm not telling you how to guess what would have happened. But I believe that authorities treat young black men differently than everyone else they stop. And by authorities, I mean everyone in authority who has a police function. I suspect for my long life, and I'm not putting anybody down, that their experience, generally speaking, is more unpleasant than mine. Not only am I not a black guy, I'm a famous semi-white guy that everybody has at least some familiarity with. And if they don't, they just look it up on Wikipedia. But I would like a world where everybody would be treated with the same kind of professionalism that I get, that I receive. And I'm wistful about that. Just like I'm wistful about this changing subject now. Any hope of a Palestinian-Israeli accord. I remember Israel had a prime minister by the name of Yitzhak Rabin in the early 1990s. This guy was terrific. He was courageous. He brought Israel to the Oslo peace accords. He made a deal with Yasser Arafat, then the head of the Palestinians, to have a real peace process whereby the Gaza Strip would get its own airport, its ports would be open, seaports would be open, there would be a free exchange between the people in Gaza and the people on the West Bank. It was really happening, and it was thrilling to watch in the early days of the Bill Clinton administration to see the Oslo Peace Accords happen. And then it all went to crap. Yitzhak Rabin was assassinated by a Jewish settler, an extremist, and Israel went the other way, went toward Bibi Netanyahu, went toward militancy, toward a hard-nosed approach that some to this day believe is necessary for Israel's survival. Others, like me, are critical of, but I have the same kind of feeling. I don't believe that in any time soon that black people will be treated equally by authorities, and I don't believe that there'll ever be peace between Palestine and Israel, because the peacekeepers themselves would be the first targets of the militants, because they depend on militancy, they depend on confrontation. And to justify their own existence on both sides, Palestinian and Israeli. And so I don't believe we're going to see any good news out of Gaza anytime soon, even though maybe now the United States is more engaged than it was prior to the recent outbreak of fighting. One thing that has also changed that I wanted to bring to your attention, I'm sure you have heard about it, and we started talking about it on yesterday or on Tuesday's show, is how Joe Biden and the Democrats are grudgingly coming around to believe, as we on this program have long believed and long advocated, that the Chinese are covering up the role the Wuhan China lab played in the outbreak of the coronavirus. We believe that and have on this program advocated for a true report assessing exactly the role the Wuhan Chinese virology lab played, if any, in the spread of the dreaded coronavirus, COVID-19, which killed almost 600,000 Americans and at least 3 million others around the world. Now, for the first time, really, the Democrats are in favor of full disclosure by the Chinese of what happened in Wuhan, China, what happened with that lab, how was it really jumping from a duck to a fish to a bat to a human, or was it an accident in the Wuhan lab where they were working on precisely this virus in their experiments, and isn't it possible, isn't it likely that it got on somebody's shoe or someone somehow picked it up unintentionally, negligently, and walked out of that lab and spread it to the rest of the world. And now came a report that in November of 2019, three employees at the Wuhan Chinese lab came down sick. They got sick. Were they the first? Was that patient one, patient two, and patient three of the coronavirus epidemic? Were those three workers in November of 2019? Wouldn't you like to have known about those three workers falling ill in November 2019? Then came 2020 and the WHO in the pocket with the Chinese Communist government, just like the NBA is in the pocket of the Chinese Communist government. The WHO announced to the world that they had no evidence that the virus was transmitted from person to person. And so there was nothing for the world to fear because it wasn't being transmitted from person to person. Of course, it was exactly being transmitted by person to person. The advice we got from the WHO was tragic. But now, finally, we were called skeptics and conspiracy theorists by the Democrats. And it turns out the reason they were so skeptical of the obvious theory, the probability that the lab was responsible, the reason they were so skeptical is that Donald Trump said it. Donald Trump said the lab could be responsible. Donald Trump said it was Chinese negligence or worse that caused the virus to spread. So the Democrats rejected the theory that the Wuhan lab was responsible because Donald Trump said it probably was. Now Joe Biden is coming around, what's this, a year and a half later, and agreeing that Donald Trump was right and that the Chinese Communist government has a lot to explain about the Wuhan lab and that they need to open the Wuhan lab to outside investigators, even though they've probably scrubbed it clean, obviously, for necessary reasons and for political reasons. But at least Joe Biden has finally come around to ordering a report on the Wuhan lab or on the virus's origins in 90 days. I mean, wouldn't you like to know? Wouldn't you like to know if the Chinese were really responsible? What about all the civil liability to everyone, everyone who's been harmed by this virus? Just in the United States, just think of it. 600,000 wrongful death lawsuits.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
600,000 lawsuits for negligence in America alone directed against Chinese interests. It could upend the entire world system if China is sued by everybody and boycotted and with sanctions and so forth. But wouldn't you like to know, wouldn't you like the intelligence agencies of the United States to take a deeper look into the possibility that the Chinese lab had a mishap, in the words of the New York Times, a mishap? So what do you think about this and other things. Plus, we'll talk about the somebody won the lottery, I see. Someone won the lottery. Somebody won an all-expense-paid tuition at a state university because they got their vaccinations. Everybody should get their vaccinations. Taking your calls momentarily. Before I do, I just want to read something from the New York Times. The president's carefully worded directive underscored a new surge in interest about the lab, the Wuhan lab, which President Donald J. Trump and some of his top aides repeatedly blame for the pandemic. Even before Mr. Biden's order today to American intelligence agencies had intensified their work on the origins of the pandemic, according to American officials, driven at least in part by the growing openness of some scientists to the theory that the coronavirus might have accidentally leaked out of the research lab. It's obvious. It's obvious. I hate to be, you know, blockheaded or entrenched in my thinking. But when Trump said it, and when you think about it, what are the odds? Put it this way. There's the only lab in the world that's working on these coronaviruses from bats in Wuhan, China. That's the place where they're doing the research. That's the town across the river, they said, in that wet market. That's the town where the whole pandemic started, in Wuhan, China. So if the Chinese are correct, and it really started in that wet market, then the presence of the lab a couple of hundred feet away is irrelevant. So what are the odds? Is this a coincidence that the one lab studying the virus is in the town where it started and it had nothing to do with the origins of the pandemic? Is that even possible? What are the odds on that? That means that every other town, Beijing, Shanghai, Hong Kong, name a town in China, they could have been just as likely, or some small town someplace. Every wet market, how many are there? A million? Any one of them. It could have happened to any one of them. But it didn't happen to any one of them. It happened in that one. That one a couple of hundred feet from the lab. Do you believe that? What are the odds on that? Isn't that unlikely to you? It doesn't. That's not conspiracy theory. That's odds. What is it? A trillion to one that it just randomly happened in that town in China? That town where there happens to be a lab studying that virus? Come on. Come on. You don't have to be Fauci to see what BS that is. Or at least demand a probe with real, authentic scientists with a green light to inspect stuff, including records and patient 1, 2, 3, like those guys that got sick in the lab, in that lab in November. What were they sick of, those three guys? Are they patient 1, 2, and 3 for this pandemic that killed 600,000 Americans, 3 million others? I mean, we have a right for an investigation because it is logical and the logic is overwhelming that it started there. Started in that lab. Not saying they did it on purpose. Not making that allegation. But for God's sakes, the coincidence demands an investigation that's not fixed by the Communist Chinese Party. We demand an investigation. The United States has to sanction China if necessary to get them to open those labs. They've got to explain to them that China will bear the shadow of guilt unless and until they are open to the world about what the hell happened. Mike in Cleveland has a comment on the lab. What's up, Mike? What are you thinking about?
Yeah, good morning. I just want to relay this to the people of Cleveland so you can kind of get a better idea.
Okay.
Follow along with me for a second. Mainland China is roughly the size of the continental United States.
Right.
So let's say Hunan is Cleveland. The wet market, seafood market, is the West Side market. The Hunan lab is Beechwood Place. That's the distance.
And the point is?
The point is, just to relate the distance.
I disagree that that's the distance, by the way.
Why?
The maps I've seen, they're separated by the river. I don't have a map in front of me. They're separated by the river, and it's less than a 1 mile distance.
Oh, it's less than 1 mile. I was under the impression it was about 8 miles.
No, no, it's less than a mile. So, well, it's your example is West Side Market and maybe the island where the brewery is.
West Side Market, almost a terminal tower.
Right. Okay. So
thank you very much. Have a good
day. I think that it's overwhelming. Sam in Cleveland, same topic. What's up, Sam? Thanks.
Yeah, good morning, Geraldo. I have a question, though. Where would you guess that all the people who work at this virology research facility live?
Around there? Close?
They live in Wuhan. So right. If Wuhan is the source of the original identified outbreak, then it's logical also that people who work at the institute or whatever, it's just as logical they could get sick because they live in Wuhan. So you're arguing one way, which may well be true, but you can argue the other way as well. So
you mean that there should have been more people sick in the lab?
Well,
but what about that news that three of them got sick in November? What about that news?
Well, three of them got sick in November, but that doesn't mean that other people...
Three lab workers got sick in November.
Well, maybe 1,000 people...
November of 2019.
November.
Could be. Maybe could 1,000 be 1,000 people. That's what a probe would show. That's why...
No, not 1,000 people who work at the lab. 1,000 people who live in Wuhan. That's the point I'm trying to make. I'm not sure
what point you're trying to make. What's the point?
A certain way.
My point is
that people living in Wuhan... were more likely to get this disease, this infection. Okay? And so people who worked at the virology lab lived in Wuhan. That's the point. And they could be just as susceptible as their neighbors who didn't work.
I agree. I think that everyone agrees we should have a probe that's open and honest. Eric, I bet, agrees in Twinsburg. What are you thinking about, Eric?
Yeah, I don't understand. What is the point of... investigating it. I mean, everyone in the world knows that that's where it came from. What do we have to gain by investigating? Why waste the time?
Well, I want to investigate just to button it up. Jeff, what do you think? Thanks for calling, Eric. Jeff?
I agree with Eric. I'm not quite sure what the reason would be to do all the investigation and to do a probe in a country that generally doesn't allow honest and fair open probes. Well, the fact is that we have it, and that's just the way that it is. I do have a couple questions or comments anyway. What about all of the negativity toward Donald Trump? And I'm not talking about just from you.
Good
you
point.
And
Good point.
The program. And what about people saying, my God, again, he was right? I'd like to hear a little more of that. And secondly, I really like you. I really do. I think
despite your misgivings, you really like me. I really like you too. But what? Oh, that was it. Why did he curse? What happened?
No, I think I got an itchy trigger finger on that one. I accidentally cut him off a little early. I thought you were moving on to the next call. I'm sorry.
I wanted to see why he really liked me, but he really likes me. But Anthony, haven't heard from our old pal Anthony a while in Cleveland. What are you thinking about the lab?
Hey, my friend Geraldo, how are you, my friend?
I'm well.
So here's my biggest thing about this whole thing. Where's the accountability and the liability? You know, all business owners, you have to have insurance if somebody gets injured or hurt. They cause over 600,000 deaths in America, over 6 million in different countries. There's been no liability, no accountability. Where are all the lawyers at? Where's Tim Misney at? Where's the negligence in this wrongful deaths? How do we police this, Geraldo?
Well, you know, how do you say his name? I see his posters everywhere.
Yeah,
Misniak.
Yeah.
How do you say?
Oh, Tim Misney. Yeah, he'll make everybody pay. Yep.
Yeah, I'll make them pay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where is he? I mean, I would like to see a huge class action lawsuit with guys like him fronting it. You know, I'll make them pay. I think if they paid a dollar, it would be millions. I mean, everyone who's been harmed by this, including my family.
Wrongful deaths.
Wrongful deaths. Rory, quickly, in Strongsville.
Yeah, it seems like guilty people do guilty things. They went around and started buying up all the masks around the world. Seems a little suspicious. They knew more. And Tim Misney will make him pay. He's been the greatest guy around here for years in Cleveland.
Okay, sure. Rory. Before I ask Erica what she thinks about the Coast Guard stop, just a reminder, June 4th, the big event, boat event. I guarantee they will not stop us then. But speaking of being boarded, I think Jack and Norm, two callers, have something they'd like to say. In Canton, Jack is up first. What are you thinking, Jack?
Hey, Geraldo, I'll make it quick. I jumped in the car about 9:15, and the first comment I heard you make was that black youth get treated differently during a traffic stop than everybody else.
Yes.
And I'll tell you what, sir, in my own opinion, that is why comments like that, why this will never end. Okay?
Because so you think, as Dan Bongino does, that even mentioning it makes it worse?
Well, of course, and especially when there's nothing. I don't believe there's any evidence of that whatsoever.
Well, there's plenty of evidence. I mean, and they did the study in Cleveland Heights, for instance, and young black men were three times more likely to be stopped. I think I got that right.
And, you know what,
Two times more likely in other nationwide, two times more likely to be killed in a traffic stop. I mean, I think that to deny that there's a racial aspect that we should be concerned about in police stops is naive. That's my thing.
Yeah, but Geraldo, that's a flippant comment. Okay, that's a flippant comment.
Well, I don't mean it to be flippant.
Wait a minute. What should be done is, why don't you start asking policemen, and they can tell you why they're stopped. Okay. When I was 16 years old, my father teaching me how to drive said, "I don't care what happens. Right, wrong, or indifferent. If you're stopped, put your hands on the steering wheel. No sudden moves. No, sir. Yes, sir. And if you want to complain after the fact, so be it." And
well, I don't disagree with anything you just said. I think that is good advice.
Okay,
but that is advice that is in sync with my fact that in Cleveland Heights, black men were three times more likely to be stopped in traffic stops. And nationwide, black men are two times more likely to be killed. I mean, your advice is still sanguine. It's still appropriate. Keep your hands on the wheel. Yes, sir. No, sir. Follow instructions. Don't give any provocation. I agree with all that. I agree with that. So I agree with you, even though I disagree with your cynicism. Norm in Cleveland. Hey, Norm, what's up?
Yeah, hello, though. Yeah, I was thinking about your opening comment about, I wonder what would have happened if I was black. Well, let me tell you something. If there's systemic racism, it's not in this country. The systemic racism is with you journalists using race as a topic for discussion, thinking that that's going to bring you ratings. If I asked you...
Oh, I don't think it brings me ratings. I think it takes away ratings. I think it's very... Yeah. Anti-commercial.
I get it, Norm.
You agree with the previous caller, and it was on my part a gratuitous comment, but it was a wonder that I have, and I tell you what I'm thinking, and that's a thought that occurred to me, so I shared it with you. I shared it with you along with that good advice. If you're stopped, regardless of land, sea, or air, keep your hands on the wheel. Listen to the officer, follow instructions, no smart-ass comments, no quick moves. And I think that is good training to give to your teenager as he sets out, he or she sets out for the evening. And our daughter's about to start to drive. How do you feel about that? Here's her mom. How do you feel about our daughter driving?
Well, I feel fine about it. I'm a little nervous. Because she hasn't been in a car, she hasn't been behind the wheel yet. Today's actually her first day after her math exam, and I'm excited for her. But she's a white young girl and living in Shaker Heights. I think she's going to be fine in terms of being pulled over. I grew up in Shaker Heights. I was pulled over a few times. One time, the cops actually came home with me to my parents' house because I ran a red light, and they talked to my parents. But I have taken the time to watch movies on Netflix and read a few books about a lot of black individuals who've been pulled over for no reason, or pulled over for not putting on a turn signal, or for reasons. A taillight being out, and then arrested, taken into Sandy Bland, who never made it out of the police station. They killed her. And it's delusional to think that you're not, and like, especially in the South, to think that you're not treated, to think that you're treated the same, that Black people are treated the same as white people, like in the South, is just, it's, or here in Ohio even. I mean, I just think it's delusional.
What did your parents say when the cops showed up with you at home?
They were not happy. They were not happy.
Did you get grounded? Did they take away your driving privileges?
I think I may have had a curfew after that. But yeah, I was a good kid though, so it wasn't that.
You're a good person. You grew into a wonderful woman and a good person. Although you have a mask on today that is quite off-putting as I look at you, and I see you look like you've seen a ghost.
An acne mask.
Okay. Isn't it a little late to have acne?
It's all acne.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow. Changing the subject just to wrap up our main theme of the day. The odds are very high that a leak from the Wuhan lab in China virology lab unleashed the COVID-19 killer on the world. The virus that killed almost 600,000 Americans, millions around the world. China still blocking outside investigators for fear of a worldwide backlash. Imagine the liability lawsuits for all we have lost. Imagine the embarrassment to the Chinese government if they have been covering up what would amount to the crime of the 21st century. I'm Geraldo Rivera reporting. Roadkill.
Roadkill with Geraldo Rivera.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.